VegFest is coming up August 31st, and Megan Linford joins me. She's a part of the festival. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
VegFest is a part of Vegans and Vegetarians of Alberta. Tell us about the group. What do they do?
So VVOA is a nonprofit organization formed back in 1989 to primarily spread awareness about sustainable vegan lifestyle. They do various things such as support those interested in transitioning to a plant-based lifestyle. They provide numerous resources for people interested and connection to like-minded individuals. And they also have a strong focus on raising awareness to animal welfare and environmental sustainability through a plant-based lifestyle.
VegFest is coming up, like I said, on the 31st from 11 to 7. How long has the festival been around?
So we originally did our first festival in 2018, followed by 2019. And then there was a few years which interrupted things, if we all remember.
Yeah.
And then we reestablished it just last year in 2023. So this will be our fourth almost annual VegFest.
For those of us who have never been, what is it? What have you got going on?
Think of it as like a amazing free event that's family friendly. We have tons of local vendors and keynote speakers, a whole kids zone with a bouncy castle and lots of things for the littles to do. So there's a little something for everyone. So if you're just veg curious or looking for something nice to do outside, we have outside and inside and free parking, free event. Come check it out.
Will there be food as well?
Yeah, there's lots of food to try.
Nice.
There's different food trucks, local places, and then like things to buy and yeah, lots of stuff.
I've been vegetarian for 20 years now, I think just over 20 years. And vegetarian and vegan food has come so far in just even that short amount of time. What are some foods that you would suggest people try that are a little bit wary of the vegetarian lifestyle?
So first off, I would say there's absolutely no need to be wary. Chances are you eat plants in your daily diet. So it's not that far off from what most everybody does. I like to suggest people just start off really small. Like, how can you take something you already really like and just make it plant-based? Can you sub out dairy for non-dairy? Can you sub out animal protein for plant protein? And then try new things. Like, go to the grocery store, check out something you've never tried before and see if you like it, because everybody's tastes vary so much that you never know what you're going to like until you try it.
Yep.
And the best thing you can do is come to VegFest and try some free samples and maybe find something that you really like.
Okay, so there you are. There's your invitation. 11 to 7 at the Athlone Community Hall. Where can we go to get more information about the festival?
You can go to our website. It's albertavegans.ca. And then you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. We'll have that up on our website as well, ravenradio.ca. Megan, thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. Thanks for having me.